in spite of or because of all of this turmoil, Rumors has become one of the best-selling albums of all time, and Stevie Nicks' Dreams, which is the second track on the album, would become their only number one hit as a band. And it's just an incredible document of, like, these amazing artists really at the peak of, like, 70s rock culture, like, going through it as young people making music in the world. And it's really... It happens to be wrapped in the most beautiful, glossy-sounding packaging of an album, akin to Asia, where everything sounds absolutely gorgeous.
Right. Yeah, it's the type of record that, regardless if you like, hate, or love, or anywhere in between, the actual musical content, the lyrics, the melodies, the harmonies, all these things that come together for the music, regardless how you feel about that, and I think it's an eminently... approachable and lovable record, actually, musically. I mean, I think it'd be hard to not love this record, but even if you didn't, I think it'd be hard to dispute that the sonic differentiation between this and almost everything. I mean, you mentioned Asia, which is kind of the same year. That's kind of another one that would come on. This is the kind of record that they, back in the day, and they still are probably putting on at the hi-fi store. Hi-fi full farm up on Big Ben.
For sure.
You want to test out those B&W speakers? Let's put a little Rumors on.